成功啊，是每一个人所期望的、所羡慕的。
Success is something that everyone hopes for and is after.
那我们也知道，一个人的成功，它不是单一的原因，可能有很多的原因集合起来而成的。
And of course, we know that usually people aren't successful because of one reason, but there are many different things that come together.
那其中的一个原因啊，跟这个人他的特性有关系。
And one of those reasons has to do with the person's personality.
啊，这种特性特别表现在一个突然间发生的事情，很大的事情发生了，他的反应是怎样，他怎么来面对。
And this aspect of their personality is that when something big happens to them, how do they face that challenge?
在新约圣经里头，保罗啊是一个大家所公认的一个非常成功的基督徒。
In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul was a Christian that most people feel was a pretty successful one.
其实他在成为基督徒之前，他在另一个生活的层面里头，他已经算是一个很成功的人。
And actually, before he even became a Christian, in a different life, he was already considered a successful person.
因为保罗这个人有他的一些特性。
Because Paul has some unique characteristics.
在他成为基督徒之后，他仍然能够继续保持着这个很好的特性。
And even after he became a Christian, he was able to hold on to and keep those unique characteristics.
所以让他在信仰的道路上面也能够走得非常的成功。
And so that's why he was able to successfully walk his way of faith.
我们请看一下加拉太书第一章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章十三节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13.
十三节，你们听见我从前在犹太教会中所行的事，怎样极力的逼迫残害神的教会。
13. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it.
在这里，保罗他在回忆他还没有信主耶稣之前他的一些行为。
Paul here talks about some of his actions before he became a Christian.
他是极力反对信耶稣的，甚至他逼迫信耶稣的人。
He was somebody who zealously opposed Christianity and even persecuted Christians.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers.
他这里提到说。在他的同伴当中，他比他的同伴都还要长进、优秀。
Here he said that he was even more advanced and even bolder than his many contemporaries.
他有很好的背景。
He had a very good background.
他出生就是罗马的公民。
He was born as a Roman citizen.
他跟当时犹太社会的这些领导者也有非常好的关系。
And he had good relationships with many of the Jewish leaders.
所以他能够从祭司长那边来得到命令去。抓拿逼迫这些基督徒。
And that's why he was able to obtain letters of authority from the high priest to go out and capture and persecute Christians.
他甚至能够来这个审判这些被抓来的基督徒。
He was even able to judge the Christians whom he arrested.
所以在他信耶稣之前，他在犹太社会里头，他就已经是一个很成功。很有名望的一个年轻人。
And so before he even became to believe in Christ, he was already a very successful person in the Jewish culture, in the Jewish society.
有一天他遇到了一件突然发生的事情。
And one day, all of a sudden, something happened to him.
从这件事情里头也来显示出保罗这一个人他的特质。
And from this event, we can see some of Paul's unique characteristics.
请看使徒行传二十二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章第六节。
Acts chapter 22, verse 6.
保罗将到大马色正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着保罗。
Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me.
这又是一次保罗往大马色这个城市。要去抓拿逼迫基督徒。
This happened again as Paul tried to go to Damascus or towards Damascus to capture and persecute more Christians.
他已经掌握了非常详细的资料。
He had already.
啊，他已经有了很详细的 information。
He already had some pretty detailed information on.
啊，在这个城市里头有哪些人是基督徒
？About who in this city were Christians？
在这些城市里头，哪一些人，他们甚至是这些带领者
？And who were the leaders of the Christians in this city？
啊，所以他这一次一定要把这些基督徒给他一网打尽。
And so this time he had to go take these Christians and bring them captive。
啊，所以他是充满着自信的走在这一条道路上。
And so he was filled with confidence as he walked this way to Damascus。
啊，所有的事情他已经做了非常详细的计划。
He had already made detailed plans for everything he was going to do。
但是突然间他遭遇到这样的一件事情。
But then all of a sudden this thing happened to him。
说天上发大光，四面照着他。
Said that a great light from heaven shone about him。
啊，这个不是在他计划里头会发生的事情。
This wasn't something that he had planned for。
这个来得很突然。
This was something that happened all of a sudden。
这个来得也非常的激烈。
And this also happened in a very urgent way。
啊，为什么说非常的激烈呢
？Why do we say that？
第七节。
Verse seven。
我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？”And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
这样一个很成功、很有自信的人，他是不容易的扑倒在地上的。
It is not easy for somebody who is successful and confident to lie down face down on the ground.
啊，可见他所遭遇到的这个事情是一件突然来而且很激烈的事情。
And so that shows that this thing that happened to him was happened all of a sudden and was very urgent for him.
啊，他不但扑倒在地上，他也听见天上有声音这样来对他说。
And not only did he fall down to the ground, he also heard a voice from heaven saying to him,
说扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me？
在这种突然来的情况之下，人的那种特质、那种本能。就很自然的表现出来。
In these sudden events, it's easy for somebody's natural personality and their natural behavior to show itself.
第八节。
Verse eight.
我回答说，主啊，你是谁？
So、
他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
So I answered, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said to me, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
这是保罗他。很本能的马上的一个反应主啊你是谁
And this is Paul's very innate natural reaction Who are you Lord
他知道这样的一个事情一定是有原因的
He knew that for something like this to happen there had to be a reason
啊这件事情这一个让这件事情发生的人一定是比他更有能力
And whoever allowed this thing to happen must be someone who is more powerful than he
哦、所以他说主啊你是谁
So he said, Lord, who are you?
第九节
Verse 9
与我同行的人看见了那光却没有听明那位对我说话的声音
And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me、
啊、保罗对这件事情的经过他记得很清楚
Paul remembered this event very clearly、
哦、第十节
Verse 10
我说主啊我当做什么主说起来进大马色去在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。
So I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all the things which are appointed for you to do.
这是保罗的第二个反应。
This is Paul's second reaction.
说主啊，我当做什么
？He said, What shall I do, Lord?
啊，他知道他过去认为所做的一切对的事情似乎是不对的。
And he realized that many of the things that he thought were good that he had done in the past were actually wrong.
主耶稣已经很清楚跟他讲说，你所逼迫的，啊，你所逼迫的，啊，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And God told him very clearly, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
他本来认为这一趟要做的事情是对的事情。
He originally thought that what he was going to do on this trip was a good thing.
而这件事情是他过去一直很热心、很努力在做的。
And these were things that in the past he had worked very hard and very diligently to do.
啊，他也觉得他做得很好，做得很成功。
And he thought that he had done those things well and was very successful in them.
所以他更是扩大他的范围，甚至要到大马色去逼迫基督徒。
Which is why that he enlarged his sphere and even went to Damascus to try to persecute Christians there.
他知道说这一切都不对了。
And he knew now that all these things were wrong.
所以他要很快的知道，那我应该怎么做
？And so that's why very quickly he said, "Then what shall I do?"
从这两个反应来看，我们可以。去看到说保罗这个人他为什么会成功
？From these two reactions, we can see why somebody like Paul could be successful.
保罗第一个反应说：“主啊，你是谁
？”His first reaction was, "Who are you, Lord?"
保罗他很在意他周遭的这些人。
Paul was very Paul took Paul's very careful in knowing, and he cared very much about who was around him.
他知道他的成功不是只靠他个人。
He knew that his success was not just because of himself.
他知道他的成功需要周围的环境，需要他周围的这些人。
He knew that to be successful, he needed this environment he had around him. He needed the people he had around him.
所以其实保罗他应该是常常在自己问这个问题，这个人是谁
？And so Paul probably often asked himself this question about people around him. Who are these people?
我们希望我们的信仰是成功的，我们也希望我们的生活是成功的。
We want our faith to be successful. We also want our lives to be successful.
我想这是一个很好一个给我们很好的提醒，常常问说你是谁。
And I think this is a good reminder for us that we should often ask, "Who are you?"
在圣经里头的这些人物，他们有失败的例子，有成功的例子。
Out of all the people in the Bible, there are examples of success. There are also examples of failure.
有一些失败的例子，就是这些人他们没有问说你是谁。
Some of those examples of failure happened because those people did not ask who are you.
在创世纪第三章里头，在描写着人类始祖他们的失败。
In Genesis chapter 3, it talks about how Adam and Eve failed.
这个夏娃他没有很警醒的来问这个问题。跟他对话的这个蛇，他没有问说你是谁。
Eve did not ask the serpent who was talking to her, "Who are you?"
在他没有认清楚对方的情况之下，他就一步一步的陷入对方为他所设的陷阱。
And in a conversation in which she did not really know who she was even talking to, she fell into the trap of Satan.
耶稣亚是旧约时代显明的一个非常好的一个领导，一个带领者。
Joshua was a very good leader of the Israelites.
他就有这样的一个，他也是有这样的一个好的特性。你是谁
？And he also had this good characteristic where he would ask, "Who are you?"
当他面对着要攻打的第一座城耶利哥城
，When he was about to go and attack his first city, Jericho.
他在筹划着怎么靠神来攻克这座城。
He thought about how can we rely on God to overtake the city.
我们请看《耶稣雅记》第六章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 6.
耶稣雅记第五章。
Or Joshua chapter 5.
耶稣雅记第五章十三节。
Joshua chapter 5, verse 13.
旧约圣经268页。
Joshua 5:13.
耶稣亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。耶稣亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, the man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
这耶稣亚看到一个。人站在他对面，手里有拿着拔出来的刀。
Joshua saw a man standing in front of him with a sword in his hand.
这个人看起来应该是很有能力。
And this man looked like somebody who had great power.
所以耶稣亚他很在意这个人是谁。
So Joshua cared very much about who is this person.
所以他上前去问：“你是帮助我们的，还是帮助我们敌人的？”
And so he went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?"
这应该也是耶稣亚他成功的一个原因。
This is also a reason that Joshua was so successful.
在大卫王的儿子当中，他的长子叫做暗嫩。
David had a son whose name was his firstborn son whose name was Amnon.
这个安嫩在圣经里头啊，他给人的是负面的啊，一个负面的榜样啊，他是一个有污点的人。
And in the Bible, Amnon serves as a negative example of how of what not to do.
那他之所以会在人生里头留下一个不好的名声。
And he left a bad name for himself in history.
啊，因为他也是一样，没有问清楚你是谁。
Because he also did not clearly ask, "Who are you?"
请看撒母耳记下十三章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记下十三章第三节。
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 3.
旧约393页，撒母耳记下十三章第三节。
2 Samuel 13:3.
第三节，暗嫩有一个朋友名叫耶拿达，是大卫长兄示米亚的儿子。这耶拿达为人极其狡猾。
But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. Now Jonadab was a very crafty man.
这里说到暗嫩的这个朋友啊，他是一个为人非常狡猾的人。
Here it says that this friend of Amnon was a very crafty man.
啊，他有聪明，但是他常常给人一些坏的主意、坏的意见。
He was a very smart man, but he often gave people bad advice.
这个暗嫩他没有清楚的来问啊，来弄清楚这个人到底是谁。
And Amnon did not clearly figure out for himself what kind of a person this friend was.
啊，他很轻易的就接纳了这一个人给他的意见。
But he quickly accepted the advice from this friend.
他不但给自己留下不好的名声，他也给自己惹来了以后杀身之祸。
And not only did he leave a bad name for himself, but he also left a reason to be killed later on.
好，我们也顺便来谈一下保罗他所问的第二个问题：我当做什么
？Let's also talk about the second question that Paul asked: What shall I do?
啊，我们常常需要在对的时间来做对的事情。
Often we have to do the right things at the right time. 啊，
我们的环境、我们的遭遇，它会改变。
Our surroundings and our environment will change.
有时候我们的脚步、我们的做法，就必须要做一些的调整。
And so sometimes we have to adjust our steps and the way we do things.
啊，甚至有时候是要彻底的来改变它。
Often it's to the point where we have to completely change the way we're doing something.
在我们生活当中，的确有一些是不可改变的。
In our lives, there are a few things that cannot change.
啊，比如说我们这些得救的真理，这个是不改变的。
For example, the truth of salvation, this does not change.
而生活的许多层面，很多时候它其实是可以改变的，甚至是应该改变的。
But there are many facets of our lives that can be changed and sometimes should be changed.
我们请参考一下《列王记上》十二章。
Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章十三节。
First Kings chapter 12 verse 13。
旧约436页。
First Kings 12:13。
王用严厉的话回答百姓，不用老年人给他出的主意。
And the king answered the people roughly and rejected the advice which the elders had given him。
这在讲到所罗门王的儿子，他处理。怎样来处理事情。
This is talking about how the son of Solomon took care of matters.
这个罗伯安王他用严厉的话来回答百姓。
King Rehoboam used rough words to answer the people.
其实他的态度是可以改变的，甚至是应该改变的。
Actually, this attitude of his could be changed, and actually it probably should have been changed.
从表面上来看，他好像被这个百姓来告诉他你应该怎么做。
From the outside, it looked like he was being told by the people what he should do.
以一个国王来讲，他应该有他的权威。
For a king has his own authority.
但是他的立场 跟他的祖父跟他的父亲其实是不一样的。
But his position was a little different from that of his father and his father's father.
他的祖父大卫是为国家打下这个江山。
His grandfather David had fought great battles for the nation.
这样的功劳让他是拥有所谓的权威。
And that kind of what he did for his country gave him this great authority.
他的父亲所罗门王是一个有智慧的王，让整个国家变得这么富有。
His father Solomon was a very wise king, and because of that, he was able to make the country very prosperous.
所以他能够很自然的来拥有那个王的权威。
And so very naturally, he had the authority of a king.
对这个罗伯安王来讲，他都没有这些。
But for King Rehoboam, he hadn't done any of these things.
国家这么大的版图，不是他去打仗得来的。
This great territory that the kingdom had, this was not won by his battles.
国家的富有也不是因为他的经营而有的。
And the riches of the country were not won because of him.
所以对他来讲，面对现在百姓的请求，他是应该调整自己。
And so for him, when he was asked of something by the people, he should have adjusted himself.
他不能够再像他的祖父或者父亲那样子用那种权威要来违背这些百姓的请求。
He couldn't be like his father or his grandfather who used this authority to address and to deal with the people.
所以这也是给我们一个提醒，有时候应该改变的时候，甚至应该改变的时候，我们要调整一下我们自己。
So this reminds us that in times that we should change, we should change our attitude.
我们在不同的环境里头，不同的遭遇里头，我们问问我们自己，我当做什么？
In a different environment or a different situation, we must ask ourselves, what should I do?
相信我们也能够在信仰上，在生活上，我们都能够成功。
I believe that in our faith and in our lives, we will be successful.
保罗这个人，他既然这样的问，他也会继续的去发现那个答案。
Paul continued to ask these questions, and Paul also continued to try to get the answer.
他问主耶稣说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Paul had asked Jesus, "Who are you, Lord?"
主耶稣对他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”
And Jesus said, "I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting."
保罗知道他过去所做的一切都错了。
Paul knew that everything he had done in the past was wrong.
但是他并不以这样子来为满足。
But he did not try to satisfy, or he wasn't satisfied with just knowing this.
这个主耶稣对他来讲太重要了，太伟大了。
To him, this Jesus was too important and too great.
让他一刹那之间，他晓得。他应该如何来调整他的人生。
So from that point on, he knew that there was something he had to do to change about his life.
所以从那时候开始，他是非常用心、非常努力的要来认识主耶稣。
So from that point on, he worked very hard to try to get to know Jesus.
所以今天我们很幸福，我们从保罗的认识，我们来帮助我们认识主耶稣是谁。
And so we're very blessed because today, from knowing how Paul came to know Jesus, we can come to know Jesus.
保罗发现主耶稣就是那个许许多多的圣经的预言里头的那一位救主。
Paul realized that Jesus was the one of whom the Old Testament made so many prophecies about the Messiah.
请看加拉太书第四章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
第四节，极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
这保罗发现他是一个真有福气的人。
Paul realized that he was somebody who was greatly blessed.
他竟然能够出生在这个主耶稣降生的时代。
That he could live in a time after Jesus or around the time that Jesus was alive.
保罗这个人他是非常的有这个旧约圣经的背景。
Now, Paul was very familiar with the Old Testament scriptures.
他跟这些 当时的这些犹太人一样，是非常热切的在等待着他们的救主弥赛亚的来到。
And just like his fellow Jews at the time, he was very anxiously waiting for the coming of their Savior, the Messiah.
现在他发现说，在时候，这个时候到了。主耶稣已经来了。
And here he realized that this time had already come. Jesus had already come.
啊，主耶稣已经来成全了那个救恩。
That Jesus had already completed this work of salvation.
他成为那个能够得着救恩的人。
That he became the one through whom you could be saved.
他成为那个看到这个伟大的预言实现的人。
And he saw this man or this one of whom the prophecies talked about.
哦，他心中充满着欢喜，充满着感谢。
And so his heart was filled with joy and with thanksgiving.
啊，他被这个主耶稣的爱来充满着他。
And he was filled with the love of Jesus.
有这样的认识，这就是为什么保罗在信仰的道路上面，他是这么的活泼，这么的有力。
That's because Paul had this recognition that he was able to be so alive and so and work so hard in his pursuit of faith.
因为他认识了。主耶稣是谁？
Because he knew who Jesus was.
因为他发现了，他是生活在这样一个这么伟大的时刻里头。
Because he realized what a great time that he lived in. 啊，
神所要给人的这个救恩是普世性的。
That the salvation that God brought is for everyone.
啊，已经不再局限于犹太人这个民族。
And was no longer limited to just the Jewish race.
哦，是要给所有的人。
But that it was for everybody.
这就是为什么保罗有那么多的旅行的传道。
And this is why Paul had so many, Paul preached so much.
保罗他发现主耶稣就是那个被钉十字架替众人来死的救主。
And Paul realized that Jesus was the Savior who was nailed on the cross for everyone's sins.
就是在以赛亚书里头所预言的那一位。
That he was the one of whom Isaiah prophesied about.
请看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4.
第四节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚。被神击打苦待了。
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
旧约圣经865页，以赛亚书53章第4节。
This is Isaiah 53 verse 4.
这里描写说，有一个人，他来担当我们每一个人的忧患跟痛苦。
Here it talks about somebody who has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows.
第五节
Verse 5.
乃是他为我们的过患受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因为他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因为他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed.
有一个人要代替我们来受刑罚，来受鞭伤。而让我们得着平安跟医治。
Somebody would take our place to be wounded, to be bruised for us, and because of him, we would have peace.
如果有这样子的人，真的是我们的一个幸福啊，真的是啊，这个我们应该感谢的。
If there could really be such a man, how blessed would we be, and how thankful should we be?
哦，有哪一个人不需要得到医治？有哪一个人不需要得到安慰？
Because who doesn't need to be healed and who doesn't need to be comforted?
第六节
Verse 6.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
有哪一个人不需要身上的重担被拿掉？
Who doesn't need burdens to be lifted from their lives?
最重的重担就是那看不见而存在的那个罪的担子。
And the greatest burden is the invisible burden of sin.
那有人可以为我们来担待啊，我们这个罪的担子。
But somebody could carry that burden of sin for us.
有这么好的人，这么好的一件事情，那到底这个人是谁
？If there could be such a great man, such a great thing, who would this man be?
必须要找到这一个人，才能够有这样的事情。
You'd have to find this man before you could have this thing.
啊，保罗。他发现了主耶稣就是这一个 来担当担待我们一切的救主。
Paul now realized Jesus was this man, the Savior who carried this for us.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十二啊二十一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
二十一节。
21.
新约两百五十二页，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面。成为神的义。
For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
保罗的人生经验里头，他知道他有罪。
From Paul's experience in life, he knew that he had sin.
他过去非常看重律法。
He had looked highly upon the law in the past.
他也很努力的在将律法的条规来遵守。
And he had also worked very hard to diligently keep the words of the law.
但是他自己最清楚。
But he was clear.
在神的面前，他还是一个污秽不义的人。
That before God, he was dirty and he was not righteous.
因为他的罪仍然存在。
Because his sin continued to exist.
啊，现在他发现了。
Now he realized that.
啊，耶稣基督他无罪，他来为我们啊，替我们成为罪。
That Jesus was sinless and he carried our sins for us.
因为耶稣基督的救恩，让我们才能够真正在神的面前被称义。
It is because of the salvation of Jesus Christ that we can be righteous in the eyes of God.
这样的认识是多么伟大的一件事情。
How great is this recognition?
保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
Paul said, Who are you, Lord?
他发现主耶稣就是那位复活的救主。
He realized that Jesus is the resurrected Lord.
主耶稣的复活来证明，来显示出他的神性。
And it was the resurrection of Jesus that showed that he was God.
这个是当时反对敌对主耶稣的人他们所没有想到的。
This was something that the people who opposed Jesus at the time didn't think of.
主耶稣不但对门徒讲，甚至他公开的讲他要复活。
But not only did Jesus tell his disciples that he was going to resurrect, he announced it to everyone.
对人来讲，人们想这个是一件不会发生的事情，不可能发生的事情。
For most people, you figure this is something that just doesn't happen. It's impossible to happen.
结果主耶稣出人意料之外的，他真的复活了。
But beyond people's expectations, Jesus actually did resurrect.
但是很可惜的，人的心真的很硬。
But it's sad that people's hearts are really that hard.
当时还有人不愿意接受这样的事实。
That there were still people who would not accept this fact.
甚至想尽办法的要来掩盖这样的事实。
And even thought of ways to try to cover up and hide this fact.
保罗就曾经是这样的一个人。
Paul was one of those people.
一直到主耶稣拣选了他。
Until Jesus chose him.
一直到他继续的来追啊，来啊，来寻求这个答案。
Until he tried to get the answer to his question.
他发现了耶稣的确复活了。
And he realized Jesus really did resurrect.
因为他领受了，也领受了主耶稣所应许的圣灵。
Because Paul also received the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised.
这个圣灵来成为，也在他的身上来成为耶稣复活的见证。
And this Holy Spirit became a testimony in his life, it bore witness in him that Jesus resurrected.
这样的认识让他觉得他实在不配，但是他却已经领受了这么大的恩典。
And his recognition made him realize that he was unworthy, but he had still received such a great grace.
因为在耶稣基督里头，他也复活了。
Because in Jesus, he also had resurrected.
保罗问说：“主啊，你是谁？”
Paul asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
在他努力的寻求的当中，他发现了主耶稣就是那个还要再来的救主。
During his diligent pursuit, he realized that Jesus is the God who will come back again.
主耶稣再来，要来成全那个最后最宝贵的应许。
And when Jesus comes back, he will fulfill the final and the greatest prophecy.
请看腓立比书三第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
新约圣经两百八十页。
Philippians 3 verse 20。
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗发现，因为耶稣基督，他成为天上的国民。
Paul realizes because of Jesus Christ that he became a citizen of heaven.
他真的是有双重的国籍，双重的身份。
That he actually did have this status up there.
他是罗马公民，他更是天上的国民。
He was a Roman citizen, but even more, he was a heavenly citizen.
这个才是最有价，这是更有价值，最有价值的。
And this has even more value. This has the most value.
为什么是最有价值的呢？
Why do we say it has the greatest value?
到底天上的国民，它的价值在哪里？
What exactly is the value of citizenship in heaven?
21节。
Verse 21。
他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself？
当主耶稣基督再来的时候，将要那是一个欢喜荣耀的时刻。
When Jesus comes back, it will be a joyful and glorious time.
这个卑贱的身体要改变形状。
That this lowly body will transform.
这个肉体虽然是很卑贱。
Even though this flesh is very lowly.
但是正常来讲，我们是那么的去爱惜它。
But honestly speaking, we love our fleshly bodies so much.
那将来要有的不再是这一个血肉之体。
But in the future, what we will have is no longer this body in the flesh.
主耶稣要再来，他要让我们这卑贱的身体改变形状。
Jesus will come back and transform our lowly bodies.
和他自己荣耀的身体一样。
To become a glorious body like his.
这是何等宝贵。何等美妙的一件事情。
How precious of a thing is this, and how miraculous of a thing it is.
这就是为什么保罗他一直有一个活泼的盼望。
And this is why Paul had a living hope.
这就是为什么保罗他一直很努力的来预备自己。
And this is why Paul continued to work hard to prepare himself.
因为他知道主耶稣是那个要来的救主。
Because he knew that Jesus was the Lord that would return.
因为他知道主耶稣正在为我们预备地方。
He knew that Jesus is preparing a place for us.
他知道当主耶稣再来的时候，他一定要在主耶稣点名的人的当中。
And he knew that when Jesus came back, he had to be among the names of the ones he called.
所以他不但传福音，他也努力的来预备自己。
And so not only did he preach, but he also worked hard to prepare himself.
他希望能够跟众圣徒一起来迎接主的再来。
Hoping that he could sit with the other saints to receive Jesus when he comes.
同样的，今天我们不但传福音，我们也预备自己，因为我们要迎接主耶稣的再来。
Same way today, not only do we preach, but we must prepare ourselves because we also wait for his coming.
当保罗被那个光照之后
，After the light shone on Paul，
其实在这个之前，应该他也是在。也有在想，也应该想过耶稣是谁。
Paul probably had thought in the past who exactly is Jesus.
但是过去是用那种敌对、怀疑的态度去看耶稣。
But in the past, he looked at Jesus with the eyes of an enemy, with doubt.
但是现在他是用信靠的态度去认识主耶稣。
But now he used a trusting heart and point of view to look at Jesus.
结果他就真正的认识了主耶稣是谁。
And then he truly understood and came to know who Jesus is.
耶稣进入他的生活当中。
When Jesus came into his life,
他许多的问题就得到答案了。
Many of his questions were answered.
所以我们最后看提摩太后书第一章。
So finally, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章十二节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
新约三百零二页。
Second Timothy chapter one verse 12。
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day.
在保罗信了主耶稣之后。 他的生活里头仍然有许许多多的这些遭遇。
When Paul believed in Christ, there are many things around him that happened to him.
甚至有一些是被认为是苦难，是被羞辱的。
After he believed in Christ, there are many things that happened to him that were even shameful or caused him pain and tribulation.
但是无论遭遇了什么事情，发生了什么事情，他心中是很笃定的，是很安定的。
But no matter what happened to him, his heart was very peaceful. It was at peace.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
Because he knew who he had believed.
他知道他完全的来交托给这位主耶稣是没有错的。
He knew that he couldn't go wrong by committing everything into God's hands.
这种能够对人一个完全的信任，这是一种福气。
To be able to fully trust in someone is a blessing.
在生活当中，如果有这样的朋友，这样的人，你可以完全去信任，这真的是一个福气。
If you have someone in your life or a friend who you can fully trust, this is a great blessing.
但是人的生活里头真的很难找到这样的人。
But in our lives, it is really hard to try to find someone like this.
这也就是为什么主耶稣在我们的生活当中是这么的宝贵，这么的美好。
And this is also why to have Jesus in our lives is so precious and so wonderful.
我们可以将一切来交在他的手中。
Because we can commit everything into his hands.
从他我们来得到答案。
From him we can get our answers.
从他我们可以来相信这一本圣经所给我们的一切的应许跟教训。
From him we can believe the teachings and the promises in this book.
一起唱诗137首。
Let's sing hymn 137.
让我们在信靠神里头，我们继续的对主耶稣有更多的认识。
May we continue to trust in God and to come to know Him even more.
我们也常常在祷告里头，我们来问主耶稣说：“我当做什么
？”And often our prayers, let's also ask Him, "What shall I do, Lord?"
如果我们需要调整一下我们的生活、我们的脚步，我们就靠着神的恩惠我们勇敢的、努力的。来做调整，来做改变。
If we have to adjust or to shift our lifestyle or our steps, then let us rely on God to be able to make these changes.
因为主耶稣要我们在生活上、信仰上 都能够成为得胜成功的人。
Because Jesus wants us to be successful and victorious in our faith and in our lives.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's make our concluding prayer.
我们迎接他来做我们的救主，做我们的朋友。
And to accept him to be our Savior and to be our friend.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front.